On the show today, we have Ox's very own Alan Bergstrom and Y-Hi Federal Credit Union's very own Eric Valla talking about Y-Hi's usage of Query, Ox's data analytics solution. Really cool story here, so check it out. Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have an episode for you today. But before we get to the episode, we're going to do some introductions. And right next to me is Mr. Eric Valla from Y-Hi Federal Credit Union. Eric, how are you, sir?
Good. About yourself?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. We're going to have a good chat today. And then right below us is Mr. Alan Bergstrom from Ox. Alan, how are you?
Doing fantastic, Mike. Thanks.
Good, good. Glad to have you both here. And we're talking about a pretty cool topic today, how Y-Hi's usage of Ox's Query, a data analytics solution from Ox. So how you guys have worked together to make this work for not only the credit union, but better serving the members as well. But to start off with, Alan, I'm going to start with you. So can you briefly tell us about Query and what prompted Ox to develop it and as an industry data analytics solution?
You bet. So Query is designed as a full service, off the shelf software as a service data analytics solution. A lot of other data analytics solutions on the market today are custom designed and as a result can be kind of expensive to build and to operate. So about 2.5 years ago, we went to our CUSO owners, and we have about 53 of them, and some of our clients, and we asked them what products and services would they need most in the next couple of years. And almost unanimously, they told us they needed an affordable yet robust data analytics solution. So we gathered details from those interviews that we had done, and we came up with the elements that are now part of our Query solution.
Oh, okay, cool.
So our target audience are credit unions in the 100 million to 800 million asset size range, which coincidentally, as we all know, is kind of where the bulk of credit unions kind of fall today, right?
Yep.
And they can't afford a custom solution, nor one that requires a sizable in-house staff with a bunch of data scientists and business analysts to operate it.
Mm-hmm.
So our solution is built on a single platform designed to be affordable, collaborative, and easy to operate and maintain. It brings together data in a warehouse, data from the core system, and any other ancillary data sources the credit union identifies, like online or mobile banking platforms, credit card programs or providers, mortgage and other consumer lending operating systems. And it masters that data.
Okay.
And assigns it to the correct member, providing a 360-degree view of every member and a single source of truth for every member's relationship with the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a set of dashboards that are customizable. And Eric can talk more about that as well.
Okay.
But also the ability to build additional reports based on what the credit union really wants to see. So kind of unique to that credit union. It's fully supported behind the scenes by a team of developers and data scientists that can help each credit union manipulate and model data to meet their specific needs. And really, there's nothing else like it in the industry today. And over the past 2 years, we've invested well over $2 million to develop the solution.
Oh, wow.
And we continue to invest in additional tools that are added regularly to benefit our clients.
Yeah, this is something that you have to invest in regularly because to stay on top of the technology.
You bet. You know, the other interesting thing is, you know, as you think about how many core data processing systems are out there, how many different online, mobile, LOS systems that are out there, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs potentially to be built. And every credit union is unique, right? They've got different providers. No one's, you know, there aren't a majority of credit unions all using the same system.
Yeah,
so it's really kind of a matrix approach to making this thing work.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I must point out that Query in this case, in your case, is spelled with a C. It's C-U-E-R-Y instead of the traditional Q-U-E-R-Y. So if you guys are looking it up on, if you're Googling it right now, or if you're going to the Ox website, it's C-U-E-R-Y. Just want to clarify that real quick.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure. And Eric, let's step back before we get into some details here about, you know, performance results, all that type of stuff. But what prompted your credit union to seek and select a data analytics solution? What was going on at your shop?
I mean, really, like most credit unions, probably in that range that Alan has brought up is, you know, there's a lot of different data in different depositories that are not all flowing into the same platform for really a single source of truth. So it really was, we really need to get a data analytics solution so we can make strategic decisions backed by data and not just by, you know, gut intuitions or we think that, you know, the member's behavior is this. It's really having all of those data points flowing to one system so we can, you know, make those operational decisions, strategic decisions, and really be nimble and tweak them if we feel, you know, the data is telling us, hey, this is not trending in the right way.
Right.
Was a huge thing. The other thing is really, you know, using data analytics to, you know, how do you decrease, you know, the member friction? So really kind of using data to like all of our, you know, different workflows and in member journeys on, you know, how, you know, from applying for a loan to, you know, how long does that take? It's really just using data for all of that. You know, how do we leverage that to increase the member experience and then, you know, bring all that data together? As you know, as everyone talks about in the industry, credit unions have a wide vast of data. It's not in one single pane of single source of truth, which is challenging. So you go into the core system, you go into online banking, the LOS, the credit card, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, we wanted a solution where we could get that to feed into to one warehouse and really data mine and use that that tool for operations.
Gotcha. And what was it about Query that you know, stood out from the rest, or really you know, attracted you guys toward it? What was different about it, or why did you guys choose it?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with Alan. It's a lot different than what's out there. I mean, as a credit union our size, being about, you know, 315 million, you know, you can look at, you know, the Trellances of the world and different offerings like that. But to be honest with you, they're not going to talk to you unless you're $1 billion, and we really couldn't afford that price tag. And that's really them giving you a software tool, and then it's up to you, you know, to get it implemented, use it, care and feeding of it. Where the Query solution, you know, is all 100% cloud hosted on, you know, AWS. So, you know, no hardware, no SQL license, none of that stuff. And then really, you know, the solution itself is super slick, but you get the knowledge and the professional services of the Aux team, really, you know, working with their analytics team on, you know, them building you really what you want. And they were able really to meet a lot of our needs on, you know, feeding into different data connectors that we need to get into there to use it. So I really think Query is kind of a complete solution for credit unions our size or in that range on, you know, having the tool and then having their expertise, you know, data scientists, because to be honest with you, we're not going to be able to hire that talent. We just don't have the bandwidth, the finance to do it and things like that. So that was the biggest driver on selecting Query over some of the other, you know, offerings out there.
Gotcha. And Alan, I'm coming to you. Is that it certainly sounds like you guys have found your niche within the credit union industry for Query. So what kind of reception have you guys received so far from it?
Yeah, Mike, it's been pretty phenomenal, overwhelming level of interest. Currently, we've got two credit unions, obviously YHI being one of them, that are using the solution actively. And we've got quite a few more that are closing in on making a decision to get started.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll say that, though, that one area, this is really interesting, one area that we've learned that can be a bit of a stumbling block is expectations that credit unions have about purchasing and installing a data analytics solution. Most of that expectation, whether it's our system or anybody else's system, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They're used to buying plug-and-play solutions, whether that's a mobile banking platform, a lending operating system, or some other you know, software platform. Mm-hmm. It's really plug-and-play, right? But data analytics is really a different animal.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to educate and set the expectations, I think, that are different from other off-the-shelf software solutions. So getting a data analytics solution installed, tested, and running properly takes time.
Oh,
and that could take up to a couple of months, you know, 2 or 3 months. And that, you know, that's when the eyes, you know, open up and they're, wow, you know, it's not something that we can, you know, get installed in a couple of weeks and be up and running. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. We wish it did. But and then you've got the appropriate, you know, connections or adapters that Eric talked about to connect those other data sources. Those also take time to install, to test, and to run and make sure everything's operating properly. So I think for credit unions, planning the time necessary to get things up and running is going to be key to a successful program. And YHI understood that. I mean, they understood that this isn't something to flip a switch and immediately, you know, everything lights up and starts working. So I think the sooner a credit union really gets started on the data analytics path, the sooner they're going to start to see results. And as we all know, there's so much data out there that credit unions have that they can put to good use to make better decisions, to help members get the products and services they need, to provide, you know, a better member experience, and ultimately to stay relevant to their members. And that's, you know, that's really important. We know the competition's tough, and those who don't make the move getting into it, you know, we're going to fall further behind.
Completely. Yeah. Well, no truer words have been said in that area for sure. And I've actually heard, and I'm not sure if this is true or not, but I keep hearing it that, you know, credit unions have more data on their members than Amazon probably does on its customers, which is hard to believe because we get Amazon on our doorstep almost every day. But I totally, when you were talking about how much data you have, Eric, at your credit union and the disparate systems that you're going to have to connect to get it all to sync together and get this data to be working for you. It's phenomenal out there. And Aaron, I mean, Alan, thank you so much for that education about how credit unions have to look at this stuff differently than just your average, you know, plug and play piece of software out there. Right.
Right.
So let's get to the kind of the benefits here. Eric, I'll start with you first here. So what's the benefit that you guys have experienced with Query so far? And if you have any like results type info or any examples of how you guys have used it or how it's benefited you guys, that would be helpful as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll get into the benefits, but just, you know, kind of give you the perspective on the ease of kind of getting the data connectors and data that we have flowing into Query is our Symitar core, obviously, which has this wealth of data, is going into Query on a daily basis. So, you know, we could use that in any shape or form. Our credit card data through PSU is going into the Query system. And we're also pretty close to having our Alchemy digital banking connector live in Query. So, you know, all of our mobile banking, home banking, all of that will also be in there. And then our loan origination system, we're in the midst of moving from TCI DL4 to Meridian Links product. The data and the team over at Ox started working on getting that built into Query. And then a couple other smaller data connectors. We use, if you've ever heard of Glia, AVI, there's some tools that we're live with that we're going to be using to connect, you know, via API to Query as well. So we're having really all of that flow into Query. So that's where we just look at any of the data. So really, I guess, you know, some of the benefits is there's just a wealth of knowledge in there. And there's a ton of dashboards that, you know, kind of came already pre-built. Obviously, we gave some feedback, but a lot of executive dashboards. And there's different elements. You know, if you're the chief lending officer, if you're chief retail officer, you can go and look and see, you know, how we're trending in, you know, looking at loans and dashboards and all that. So just really, you know, at a snapshot, you know, what does our overall portfolio look like? There's an executive dashboard that really just kind of gives you an overall picture of our members, you know, our assets, our accounts, and all that stuff. So the dashboards have been great on just being able to go in there quickly and obtain that data. Some good use examples, and I'll just use one that actually Query built, is called Next Best Product, right? So is, you know, really when you're dealing with a member, you know, trying to sell them something, you know, a lot of times it is not always like, you know, making sense. So Query, you know, ended up writing some programs behind the scenes that kind of analyzes our member data and say, hey, you know, based on everything, you know, what products they have, their age, where they live, this and that, it will say, hey, it's a 95% likelihood, you know, this person would need a mortgage or would need a home equity loan or et cetera. And it just goes down this list. So being able to have that at our fingertips has been great. We do plan on kind of like, you know, taking that data and putting it through kind of like our marketing campaigns and, you know, kind of being able to blast it that way to generate, you know, additional adoption and you know, sell products that way. So that is one that's top of mind. There's other, you know, use cases, you know, with leveraging query and okay. the data.
It sounds like you're almost getting into the predictive area as well. Cause I mean, that's, yeah. and that's, I don't know if you can talk to that, Alan, or you can certainly talk to that, Eric. Is that where you guys are venturing down as well?
Yeah, we, I mean, we would love to, but, you know, as Alan stated earlier, this is, you know, this is not a, you know, you flip the switch and everything is great. I mean, it's been a long journey, but it's been a fun journey. And the, you know, the Ox team has just been wonderful to work with, but yeah, we would love to get, you know, predictive machine learning, you know, AI and, you know, just have all of that at our fingertips. And that is what we want to do. We understand that's, you know, a multi phase project and, you know, potentially could take, you know, a year and more to kind of really get to that yeah. predictive analysis and machine learning. That's our end goal. We want to be able to have that data, you know, do a lot of that heavy lifting for us based on, you know, different things that can be built behind the scenes. But yeah, we're definitely, I think we're dipping our toe into it. And I'm sure Alan can add a little bit, but yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, Alan, you want to add to that or any, yeah, you know, maybe a broader benefit message for?
Sure. The predictive piece that Eric talks about is, you know, what we all see if you shop on Amazon, right? It's what you see. It's based on not just your behavior, but people that that you're similar to, right? Have a similar profile to you. Amazon's constantly recommending products and services that you might need, right? So that's going to be a huge piece and a huge benefit for credit unions for sure. But there are probably three basic areas that I call them basic, but they're huge for most credit unions because they're not capable of doing it today without a data analytics platform like Query. Number one, and we hear this constantly from every credit union we talk to, right? I need to make more loans, right? Help me do that. Yeah. Number two, I want to increase my interest income, right? How can I do that? How can Query help me do that? And I want to increase my interchange income, right? Because, you know, we're all getting squeezed on the fee end and margins and lending. So, you know, every nickel and dime makes a big difference. Yeah. So understanding where your members have other loans that you could bring into your institution, right? Query's going to identify, you know, where your members are making payments, where money is going out of their account to some other place, right? So that you can probably offer them a loan at a lower interest rate or maybe better terms yeah. and help your members save money, right? So there's the member benefit. Another example, offering your members, you know, your credit card. And again, probably at a lower interest rate than what they're paying on a national bank card somewhere, be able to then bring those balances that they're carrying, transfer them into, you know, into the credit union. Again, helping your members save money. That's what it's all about, right? And then, as Eric alluded to, you know, getting a full picture of where and what products and services your members are using. And what they could be using that maybe they don't even know about.
Right.
One, or number two, they're using from another provider and don't know that you have that offering that could save them money, right? So that whole predictive thing, what is the next best product that we could offer a member so that their life, you know, is enhanced and obviously the benefit to the credit union is accrued as well.
No doubt. And my next question is for both of you as well. And Alan, I'll stick with you on this one. So what advice would you give others or other credit unions out there who may be considering kind of a data analytics solution for their credit union from the perspective?
I think Eric's probably going to echo these, but I'll start the conversation. I think number one, plan and budget for data analytics now. I think as Eric's spoken to, it takes time to get, you know, things up and running. But go ahead and take the plunge. Eric mentioned sticking, you know, their toe in the water. So if you don't do that, you're wasting time and you're falling further behind, as I mentioned before. And this whole process we know can seem daunting to a lot of credit unions, credit union executives, right? But we can help you understand what you need to do and how you and your members are going to benefit. So you're going to see the, you know, the cost benefit analysis of doing this, investing in this. And I think also it would be good to have a sense of, you know, what you really want to do with that data. And again, we can, you know, help you identify those things. But, you know, if you know of existing blind spots that exist, or if you're doing a whole bunch of stuff manually by, you know, creating spreadsheets from this data source, comparing it to this one and trying to, you know, correlate those things, that's what, you know, a data analytics solution like Query does for you automatically. Each and every day, as Eric mentioned, right? The data comes in, everything is processed on a daily basis. And, you know, the next morning you come in and, wow, you know, there's new insight here. I didn't know about that yesterday. So it's really enlightening.
That's got to make it fun too. It's like, hey, look at this new piece of information that we can really use to better serve our members. Oh my gosh. And Eric, the credit union perspective, what advice do you have for other credit unions from your perspective, what you've experienced so far?
Yeah, I would definitely agree is, you know, to Alan's point is, you know, echoing some of that is, it's really not, you know, as I guess as scary as people think, or maybe as, you know, unreachable or unaffordable. I think you really, you know, need to look at Query as you know, a different example is just the price tag, you know, it fits in the return on investment. Really, you know, if you continue to sit on the sidelines and kind of just and watch and see where it's going to go, I mean, you're just losing a lot of momentum. And I think you have to do it, right? It's just a matter of when, and you can't just think that you're just going to always never do and continue to do it manual ways. It's very inefficient. So I would say definitely you need to do it. You know, and I think Query is a great option, especially, you know, credit unions within that range. It's been a good experience for us, and I'm kind of drawing a blank, but yeah, I think it's just, you got to do it. And, you look at your strategic goals and where does it fit in, and really everything you're doing, you know, if you're going to build a new branch, you're going to do a new data analytics for a digital banking platform, is you're going to have data to back all that up and do it. So it's just really data is the key to ensuring that you're making the right decisions on, you know, do I select this location for a branch? Do I do this? How do I increase, you know, like Alan said, loans and certain income, especially in the world we're at right now. It's just everything's kind of all over the place. So having the data analytics is you know, the data doesn't lie. So I you just have to do it. And I think, you know, credit unions are already way behind the times when you look at big banks and Amazons of the world. They're using that data to their advantage, and, you know, we got to get on that train.
Yeah. And I'm kind of hearing a theme here. It's like, okay, get started now. And also, this stuff isn't a nice to have anymore. It's a have to have now if you want to survive and thrive in our environment. So yeah. So I get the message from both of you guys here. On that note, I'm going to go to my last question. Anything else here, Eric? I'll let you go on this. Any final words of wisdom here? Any final thoughts on this topic? Cause it sounds like you guys are, sky is still the limit for you, and it's really exciting to what you've experienced so far. So it's a pretty cool story at this point as well.
Yeah, I guess the only thing really to wrap up is, you know, I definitely, you know, not being a salesman for Query, I just think it's a great tool. It's a great partnership. It's been a good overall journey, and then, you know, their team. You know, Tim Tibbles, their VP of data analytics, has just been great to work with. It's just, they're very agile with their development methodology. So it's very, everything is fresh. You know, they do these sprint cycles, and it's very up to date. It's not, you know, and they're doing things on their side. Is you know, coding it for all credit unions, like, hey, that we should have this, and, you know, kind of coming back to us and getting our feedback and the other credit unions' feedback. And, you know, take a look at Query. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
Good message. Good message there, Alan.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric.
Thoughts?
It's gratifying to hear that. I mean, it reinforces the fact that our mission as a CUSO is to really help credit unions succeed, right? And that's what this is all about. And we're trying to make that as easy and affordable as possible for credit unions so that they can remain relevant in today's world, right? They can continue to be competitive. And it doesn't have to cost them an arm and a leg to do that. So I do want to make one point, because Eric did talk about the cost benefit and the return on investment. So to underscore the fact that we are trying to make it as easy and as risk limited as possible, I'd like to just tell you about the promotion that we've had running for a couple of quarters now that was supposed to, or we were planning to let it run through the end of the year, but we've decided to push it on into 2022,
cool.
at least first quarter, maybe second quarter 2022. And that is that to get things started, to get your core system up and running into the warehouse and starting to manipulate the data from the core, we've reduced our installation fee, which is normally $20,000 to $30,000 to do that, depending upon the credit union size, asset mm-hmm. size, mm-hmm. to $10,000.
Wow.
And that $10,000, we'll split it in two pieces. So $5,000, you sign a contract. The other $5,000 due only when the system is live.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And the annual license fee to maintain that, which is a pretty, you know, pretty realistic fee, we're going to push any payment on that off until January of 2023.
Oh my
God. So really to get started, it's $5,000 up front, $5,000 when core goes live, and no other payment until 2023. You know, unless you're adding additional data source connectors, and those are all very reasonably priced, as Eric could speak to, but we're just trying to make it as easy, Mike, as we can for credit unions to get past that initial hurdle to get started. Low risk, but huge payoff.
Sounds like it's a buy now, pay later type of thing.
There's a little bit of that going on too, but I wasn't going to call it that.
No, I'm just kidding. But it's like, I couldn't resist. But yeah, I'm going to start up a credit union and go for that deal. My gosh, this is really cool. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for this information today. Very, very valuable stuff, and appreciate all the hard work that both of you guys are doing. And Alan, it must be such a great luxury to have like kind of a feedback mechanism, like all the you know, having the credit unions that you guys work with day in and day out, right. And the CUSO and you know, amongst the CUSO as well. That must be a real feather in your cap too, to have
it
that
feedback
mechanism. Oh my gosh. And then to have folks like YHI hit the ground running with it. So oh my gosh, it's a really cool story.
YHI's been a great client. Eric's super good to work with.
Fantastic. And we're going to get in that predictive one of these days as well. So we'll have you back on when that happens. So good stuff, guys. All right, guys. Thank you so much again. Appreciate the time as always. And keep up the good work, and be well, be safe. Okay.
Great. All thanks, right. Mike.
Thank you.
All right, guys.